I'm sending up the caution flag.
Okay.
Something smells funny.
That's what I'm saying.
Something smells funny.
That's what I'm saying.
And by that, I mean, so...
like big conversation between the powers that be.
We're all very trained, right? It's very simple to be trained. It's very simple for all of us to become somewhat Pavlovian. You know, ring the bell, all of a sudden the dog salivates because he thinks he's getting fed, right?
Coach, press conference gets delayed.
Yeah, it sets off an alarm bell. We're Pavlovian. At 12:30 on a Monday, Kevin Stefanski speaks via Zoom. The one thing we know about Kevin Stefanski is the man's never late. The man is never late. It's one of the best things about him when it comes to media relations. If Kevin Stefanski is going to do his Wednesday press conference, it will be at 12 p.m. And he will start at 12 p.m. or at the latest, like 12:02. That's the best part of that, dude. When all of a sudden things start getting a little wonky, I start asking questions because that guy is as prompt as it gets. Something smells funny, man. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if it's what you're saying. I don't know if it's any of that, but something smells funny.
What am I saying? I said it during the break, not over the air.
I thought you hinted there was a powers that be conversation.
Maybe the powers that be are having a conversation.
You said that on the air. We could check the tape.
Before they send Kevin out to meet with the media, maybe they're having a conversation about who's going to play quarterback moving forward. I would not think you're having any conversation about who's calling plays or who the offensive coordinator is right now or who the head coach is right now. I would think the conversation that might be being had is about who the head coach or who the quarterback is.
Something smells funny. That's all I'm saying.
I would agree with that. I would agree. 216-474-0092. We're going to take some calls. If we have to cut you off, it's only because Kevin has gone to the podium or someone else. Henry's in Akron. Hello, Henry.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I called in 7 months ago and I said the Deshaun Watson deal was the worst deal that ever was made. I hear it on the news. They saying this deal destroyed this organization. So my question to who's ever listening is someone need to be held accountable. They need to put a face to that decision because this team is not going to recover. It's going to take a while before we ever see the Browns in the playoffs because of that one bad decision.
Saw them in the playoffs last year, Henry.
Huh?
They made the playoffs after that decision last year.
Well, luck is luck. Why is it they not making the playoffs this year? Come on, man. I mean,
luck is bad.
I mean, they had a world-class defense last year that was unbelievable.
It was really good.
And it basically carried this offense until Joe Flacco showed up.
And a very hot quarterback after that.
And he caught fire, and it just all worked out. But there was... is it 6 weeks, 8 weeks, somewhere in between there, where it was P.J. Walker and DTR, and this offense was horrid. And right now, you don't have an all-world defense, Henry.
Well, guess what? That same defense is out there now. Where's that all-world defense at now? That's my point. That's
what we're saying. We agree with you. It's been okay, but unfortunately, it looks like this team is built that if it has to compete and if it needs to compete, if it's going to compete, it's going to have an A-plus defense, Henry, and that's not there right now.
You're right. So what do we do from here? Because
Well, there you go.
I mean, we could light candles. I mean, we could pray to any deity we can think of.
All right, let's not be smart.
I'm not trying to be. I'm telling you, this is legitimately what we can do.
We've never been accused of being smart.
Usually it's followed by a word that is also used to describe a donkey.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Jim Schwartz and the defense has to be better. You know, they gave up 20 points yesterday to a Philadelphia team that had been struggling a little bit. But that's 20 points. That's nothing. In the NFL, that should win you most games. You should win most games.
Yeah.
And that's not possible right now. They're going to have our team hasn't scored more than 18 in a game. So it tells you what the defense has to be right now. Clearly, we know it's no surprise. I mean, it's almost foolish to sit here and say the offense needs to be better. We just have to further that. How do you make this offense better? And that's what they better figure out. They better figure out fast.
And that's the thing is looking, does Jim Schwartz's defense need to be better? Yes. But does looking at Jim Schwartz's defense and saying you need to be one of the four best defenses, five best defenses in the NFL this season for us to be successful. That is a bar that is really, really hard to clear, especially when you were either one or two, depending on your personal preference of the Baltimore Ravens last year. That is a serious over-the-top ask.
Nate is in West Salem. Hello, Nate.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Jeff, earlier when we were talking about Deshaun's, you said that, yes, you have to pay him, but you don't have to play him. And so that's implying putting him as backup. My question to you, and I don't know the rules on this, are we able to drop him to the practice squad and bring DTR up as well?
Nate, as far as I know, and I'll readily admit, I'm not 100% sure on this. I think you can put him on the practice squad. I think
well,
that's you
what
can.
I would do.
Well, yes, you could, I believe. Now, he would have to clear waivers yeah, I guess he would. He'd have to clear waivers, which he would.
He'll clear waivers.
and then anybody could claim him off the practice squad, which no one will.
But you still got to pay him.
But you still have to pay him.
Paying him is, we all know that. We can't take the cap hit. But do we have to even make him the backup? If we don't, drop him to the practice squad, bring DTR up. And really, quite honestly, I'd rather just let DTR finish out the season. See what we got in DTR and, have some fun again. He's an exciting player. Make some changes to the offensive line. Get Nick back and, keep the defense. One of the reasons why the defense isn't doing too well is because they're on the field too much. Too many three and outs. They're just getting burned out.
That's a good point, Nate.
Valid point.
That's a really good point.
Yep, that's a valid point.
It's when your offense is that bad on third down, good golly, it tells you all you need to know. You were, 0 for 22 until the fourth quarter? Wasn't it something like that?
0 for 26.
0 for 26th.
And they've gone, 29 possessions and scored one touchdown?
You're the only team in the league who hasn't scored more than 20 points or had a quarterback throw for over 200 yards.
And you're the only team in the league in like 10 years that hasn't scored at least 20 points in one of your first six games. That's not good. Melissa is in Hiram, home of the Terriers.
How are you, Melissa?
Melissa's eating lunch. Melissa, what are you having? Is that a sandwich? Is that soup?
It's got to be something crunchy. I'm thinking a potato chip.
You think it's chips?
Maybe a carrot, unless you want to go healthy. It's got a crunch to it.
Might be celery. Celery would be crunchier.
That would be crunchier.
Melissa, pleasure listening to you eat lunch. I'm putting you on hold.
Enjoy it. I hope you enjoy your lunch.
Isaac is in Shaker Heights.
Isaac.
Please don't eat, Isaac.
Hey, how you doing?
We're hanging in, man.
That's great. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm totally disagreeing with everybody calling in blaming this thing on Watson. First and foremost, man, everybody knows that the guy just stated, the offense is suck. The play calling, everything starts on the offensive line. Joe Montana, any of you Hall of Fame quarterback you name, couldn't quarterback this offense. You got guys that don't execute. You got wide receivers that don't catch the ball. You got wide receivers that can't get open and wide receivers that don't even try to get open. That last play with David Njoku, the guy moved so slow, man, I could have checked him. He didn't even try to screen the guy off. He didn't try to do anything. They just don't execute. Stop blaming it on Watson. Another thing, everybody wants another quarterback in. Jameis Winston can't move. You really want to put Jameis Winston in or even DTR?
Here's the problem. Okay, all right, Isaac. Hang on for one quick sec.
Okay.
I'm doing it because it's the only lever I can pull. That's the reason why I'm saying I want Jameis, because I don't have any other lever I can pull right now, and I got to pull a lever. You know what I mean?
Okay, now answer me this, then. Okay. And now that I know you got other callers.
No, you're good, dude.
We do, Isaac, but you're enchanting.
Yeah, but answer me this.
Of course.
You want Winston escapability, I don't know if that a word, his ability to move around in the pocket to try to get away from this rush that comes at Watson. He can't even do a three-step drop. And you want Jameis Winston?
Okay,
Winston can't move.
And guess what? He might be able to get rid of the ball in under 3 seconds.
I've watched Jameis
I doubt it, Jeff. I doubt it because the receivers go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, no. You're good, dude. I've watched Jameis in the Sean Payton offense where it was all built around that idea of, if I got three steps and the ball's got to come out on time and on target. I've seen him execute an offense like that that makes me think he could do it. But you're right. I wish there was more mobility to it. You're 100%
right. What offense? But then here's the other question. So you're trying to change an offense to a three-step drop now?
Man, and
a
I'm trying anything.
So, no, hold on. Let me ask you. I'm going to give you opportunity. Well, you're giving me the opportunity. I'm sorry. But let me ask the question.
Dude, it's good. We're having a discussion. Life is good. No, there's no volatility
or evil. You're telling me that Jameis Winston is going to get the ball. So why can't Watson do a three-step drop? Either he can't process his reads correctly, then we got a problem. Then we definitely got a problem.
Uh-huh. Isaac, thank you.
I think you hit on something at the tail end of that phone call. That might be the answer to your question.
That might be something, huh?
Along with, again, right now, everybody is at fault. 11 guys are at fault. The main thing that I can do is there are two levers I can yank, because I can't bench five offensive linemen. I can't bench every wide receiver, okay? I got two levers. The first lever is to move on from a play caller. The second lever is the quarterback. Still waiting.
So stay tuned. We expect Kevin to be speaking momentarily in Berea after the Browns dropped to 1-5 yesterday, a 20-16 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. I say that's a game they could have won. I say that the Vegas game was a game they could have won, also a 20-16 score. I say the Giants game is a game they could have won, a 21-15 score. So in the last four games, you've had three losses of 6 points or fewer. And obviously they're not playing very well, especially as an offense. And 1-5, just do the math as I did. Don't yell at me. It's only numbers. Don't yell at me. It's only numbers. I'm not saying they're going to go 8-3 the rest of the way. But if they can win eight games, they're 9-8. And some 9-8 team just might make the playoffs this year. I'm only doing math. I'm not stating what I think. I'm only doing math. You win 8 of the final 11 games, you still have playoff aspirations. Do not yell at me. I'm only giving you numbers.
All right, so if that's the case, if a train leaves L.A.
You want to know what I think?
At 11:35, right? And then another train leaves from Boston at, we'll say, 10:35.
It
we're
depends.
Just doing math.
Is the train going through the Rockies? Because that might be some uphill stuff.
If we're just doing math. Well, in time zones, you got to win time zones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which direction the wind's blowing?
Yes.
Those were the worst. I hated those word problems. God, that was the, when a train leaves Boston. And you're like, oh God, just stop.
Which explains why we're working in broadcasting.
Uh-huh. I'm better off if you were like a running back clears the line at this speed. How quickly could he get into the end zone? I'm better at that.
Kevin's press conference coming up, we think, momentarily. So we're going to let you have some thoughts here.
Well, yeah, we'll
so
keep
Browns
you up to
Therapy
date
Monday.
On anything.
When Dan jumps in real excitedly and speaks way too loud and way too fast, we'll be going to Berea. In the meantime, Taven is in Cleveland.
If you weren't so damn honest, I'd be offended.
Hello, Taven.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well.
We're trying to figure out why Kevin's 55 minutes late, Taven.
Oh, he's probably still having a drink. You know how y'all be pouring that beer early in the morning? He's probably pouring him some beer.
Oh, man. I mean, I guess it is a bank holiday for a chunk of people. So
I guess.
You could.
But all I really had to say is I think they should take the playbook out to Fancy Hand. I think he should not be calling the play.
Who do you want, Dorsey?
That's what you got the offensive coordinator for. Let him call a play. Yesterday
it's an option.
It was first and goal, and you didn't get nowhere. Second and goal, third and goal, and then fourth and goal, you don't go for it. You kick a field goal. We needed a touchdown. So once you made the field goal, guess what? We still need a touchdown to win the game. So why did you kick a field goal? We still was down by four.
I had that same question when it took place.
David, that's a valid question.
Yeah. That was stupid as hell.
It felt like the white flag after the two penalties.
You were banking on your defense being able to stop Philadelphia and get you the ball back, and then you win the game. That's what they were banking on.
If you don't score the touchdown, they're down there on the 12-yard line, and you still bank on your defense to get you the ball back.
David?
That's a really good point.
You need a touchdown.
Either way, you had to get the ball back and get a touchdown.
Right.
If you didn't convert.
You would have got lucky and threw one in the end zone, a touchdown. But if you didn't, they down there on the 12-yard line, and you put your defense in.
Yep.
Kick the field goal.
That's a real valid point.
And they ran it all the way to the 35.
If you take a play from the 13-yard line, it actually might give you more room than if you're, you know, from the 8, right? So maybe you could have run something different. I don't know. That's truly a real valid question.
It's a really good question.
From the 13-yard line, you run a pass play, you get a touchdown, mm-hmm. right? That's Lewis is in Shaker. Hello, Lewis.
All right, Lewis.
What was the formula for that? I used to hate those word problems. What was it? Distance equal time over speed.
Oh, God. They were the worst. And then I had one teacher who was like, you could put that on a note card, and I'd never write the damn formula right on the note card. So I was SOL before the test even started. It was the worst.
I could not stand that mess in high school. I'd be like,
four.
I don't know.
And then and you'd just guess some number and be like, all right, I'll take the L on that problem, and let's just hope I can get the rest of them.
All right. I have a question.
Yep.
Do we still lead the league in sacks?
Sacks allowed?
That's allowed, yes.
It's a good question. Let me look it up.
Google, you get to your next point.
Go ahead.
So where's the problem? If we do, where's the problem? It's in the offensive line.
Except for one thing. You have a quarterback with a history of getting sacked. Even when he was playing well in Houston, man, he was getting sacked all the time. Deshaun has been sacked more than any quarterback in the league, and it's not even close. Deshaun, 31 times. Caleb Williams has been sacked 20.
That's a mighty fine Googler.
Thanks.
Okay, two things. Number one, he needs to sit in the pocket and stop trying to scramble. That's number one.
I would agree
with that. Number two, this goes deeper. If the defense knows that the offense cannot score, it's psychologically upsetting to them, because if you continuously go, I was just saying this as an example, you go 3, 4, 5 and out, and the defense is right back on the field, pretty soon there's going to be mumbling and grumbling, especially amongst the defensive players. Now they're not going to come out and say it. Now the high school kids, junior high school kids, they'll be like, well, why should we play? Why should we play defense because the offense can't score? I'm telling you, this is what's going on right now. The defense knows the offense cannot score, and it's distension amongst the team. They need to straighten this out and get it straightened out quickly. To me, the season is done. It's over with. But I'm telling you, that's the problem.
All right, Lewis. Thank you very much. If you're a defensive player and you had a pretty good unit last year, and your unit's not bad this year, it's just not great, I would think you're pretty upset. You hold an adequate team in Philadelphia to 20 points. You hold the Giants to 21. You hold Vegas to 20, and you don't have a chance to win those games? I mean, the defense has had two clunkers, Washington, Dallas, where they gave up 33 and 34. And obviously not all of that's on the defense. Some of it's on the offense, not being able to do anything. But other than that, you've held teams to 21 or fewer points in 4 of your 6 games.